走れ空を飛べ、ブラックサタンを倒すまで守るぞ平和を、日本のカーと燃えるぜ正義の心、見よ必殺。
Okay, we should be going live. We're going live with Ukeman. Now I just gotta wait for this to actually show up. Oh, that's it right there.
Yeah, no, my store specifically. Doo-ba-doo-doo. Finally put in the, hey, if you want to place an order online and come pick it up, you can come do that.
Okay, we won't give the normal amount of time that we give. We'll give like 3 minutes to let people get in here because they knew we were coming back or whatever. Doo-ba-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Okay, that was sad. I need more drinkage. That's the next one, buddy. I got a fucking Leo.
Nice.
Dude, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to building it. I built the Char Zagawk. It actually looks good.
I like it. When you sent the pictures up,
yeah.
I saw him like, God, that looks good.
Yeah, he came out pretty solid. I was happy, especially for such an older. He's not new by any means. He's an old fucking model. Actually, the Zaku does as well. You just never notice it because it wasn't as prominent.
Right.
He has dual shade reds, actually.
He doesn't rock the like brighter red like Johnny does. Like if you see Johnny's Gelgu, it's bright red.
Yeah.
I think Char uses two tones so people realize, hey, I'm red, but not lat red.
Ooh, 19, we're almost ready to start again. Yeah, we're only giving it the 3 minutes this time to let people back in because they knew we'd be coming back, so we don't have any kind of prep or anything like that.
Yeah, we would have been back a little bit sooner, but we needed to talk important shit behind the scenes.
So now I got to talk to another person real
quick. Yep. Which,
Rogue trailer.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
It was already explained in the opening of last episode. You're going to have to go back and watch it.
I saw that gash, and I'm thinking, how the fuck did... Oh, my God, I can see inside of him.
Guy was driving. He didn't have the trailer locked. He thought he did.
He kept saying he did.
It unhinged, fell off, skidded into his yard, and fucking BAM!
Out of all those houses there. Really
missed the houses, missed the trees.
No. It hit a mailbox, got sliced up a tree when turning.
Oh, yeah?
And then it... Okay, here's a tree. Here's the neighbor's porch thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it stopped because it hit your truck.
And the neighbor's little gas reader. That's Rachel's, and currently my name is both on that one and her Mini.
Okay, so...
We
should be set.
But anyway, so for the last bit of news that we wanted to cover live, but forget it, I already calculated everything out, and I believe December 18th should be our last one before winter break. So, we're coming up on winter break again, people. Get ready for it.
Around the room?
Man, that... I'd almost forgotten about that.
Yeah. Homie, it's Halloween. Which means I got to start writing schedules for fucking Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's at work. And I said, fuck, when's the last filming of the goddamn year? And I said, absolute latest would have to be December the 18th.
Well, I mean, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, I
know. Except for maybe Darth Vader. But it took 4 people portraying Darth Vader to make him be perfect. So,
right.
You know. Because Vader has a voice actor for his face. He has an actor for his face, an actor for his body, an actor for his voice, and an actor for his stunt coordination. Took 4 fucking people to make that dude happen.
And then all the different actors that were used for the CGI version.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, later Vader. Yeah. That's later Vader. Yeah. It was more like things like okay, like you figure when he jumps the staircase, it sounds a little ridiculous, but when he does things like that, and if the body actor, being an older guy at the time, he was already somewhat of an older guy at the time.
Right.
And then he jumped and fucking wrecked his ankle, and then... Yeah, it would have been years before that we'd have got... No!
Seth Lovasario!
Scott Action Jackson.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Right.
It's Vader's fault. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
All right, into the episode, because it's 22 and I know you got to go get your lady and do groceries and pay bills and...
This fucking guy!
See, that's a wolf.
Yeah.
Oakman. That's not a wolf. That's most certainly an Oakman.
That looks like a fucking wolf.
Oakman.
It's a wolf fang fist.
Oh, she needs an adult.
I am an adult.
And that proves it
now
right there.
Now you're stronger.
Well. How do you feel about Ukeman?
I don't like how he has his pelvis sticking out.
Fucking one.
What? That's...
Dude, he's standing literally like...
I mean, there's...
Shane, you need the chair for reference. The chair's the little girl.
I have no defense.
No, that's too weird, man.
Yes, but you have to explain to Bill better.
No, Bill understands.
By racking yourself on the chair. Just jump up and down and... Whang!
Whang!
Other than this rapist picture we have here?
Shane, Japan!
Yeah. People get raped in Japan, so, that doesn't justify.
No, it doesn't justify!
Japan, they do underage stuff, remember?
Yeah, age of consent there is 13 in some places.
Oh, it's so fucked up.
It's dumb. Yeah. Dumb as hell.
Guess what? That may be their culture.
It's not ours.
Yeah.
It's a little rapey. I mean,
did the girls ever come, Shane? There's a reference.
No shit.
Miscusi, Miscusi.
Miscusi.
Other than this picture that I actually honestly makes me feel a little uncomfortable. This isn't a really...
Somebody just fucking said this picture right here is the reason why Digimon should never go live action.
You're not fucking wrong.
No shit.
Oh shit!
Oh, get the fuck away from me, freak! But I love you, Ty.
Are we missing? Are we not hearing Shane? Is that true?
Uh-huh. Should be hearing Shane.
No, something's wrong with my mic. I'm not getting those
spikes. Uh-oh.
Okay, say something, Shane.
Hello.
No, we got nothing on Shane.
Hello.
Shane is dead.
Hold on. Which one was his?
Should be four. Taka. Yeah, no, I was trying to verify if I'm going. Talk. My ears.
Okay, what do we got? Hello? Oh, we got Shane back.
There we go.
There we go.
He needed to be unplugged and plugged back in. The old IT fix.
we called IT, and Scott was like...
We called IT. Nick said unplug it and plug it back in.
Yep.
He also said the fucking dumb bitch gets a zero.
I also like how very much the IT... was the literal IT. They were like, have you turned it off and turned it back on?
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved.
I'm going to be honest with you. My parents called me the other day. They were having problems with their modem. They moved their computer from the living room to the bedroom. And my mom was like, I can't get this damn thing to turn on. Why won't it's plugged up. Why won't it turn on? I'm like, all right, Mom. I'm going to give you some real quick IT advice. Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in? Believe it or not, that was one of the problems. They're like, "Oh, IT." Now I have a career there.
Yep.
The design.
Design's not bad.
I give a 3.
I don't like
this picture. I give a 0-2.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair
enough. I nuked the fuck this picture. This picture makes me feel uncomfortable. Who's villain? Is he still stronger villain?
It's still stronger. It's still stronger.
Yeah, we're still on stronger
just
villains.
Took a piss break and man, restocked
stronger,
nukes.
Stronger's a terrible fucking hero, dude. Help that little girl.
Help that little girl.
He can't. Dork thinks he's going to drown.
Dork thinks he's going to drown.
Actually, as far as we know, this is by that ladybug.
Right.
As far as we know, this could be the ladybug.
We had to fix Shane's mic with an oi.
Oi! 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 Prick!
Dude, if I was a writer, I think that's what I would do. Oi, prick!
Okay.
Guys, would you call me? I'm here to save the day.
All right, so who am I missing? Because I got a 1 and a 0 and a 3 and a 2.
Dude, this is tough for me.
There it is.
I'll give it a 3 for design and a nuke for the picture.
Oh, wait. Fucking.
In fact, no.
1.8, moving on.
In fact, you know what? I'm overriding your guys' nuke. 4 nukes at this picture.
In fact, to be fair, I think I may have fucked up all the scores from last time. I don't fucking remember.
Scorpion Kakaijin.
I was about to say Kakashi. I'm like, oh.
I thought he was about to say Kakaider, and I was going to be like, fucking what?
Well, I mean.
We got a new Scorpion King.
So he's got a scorpion face hugger on his head. He has a very, very sad fire hose.
Do you remember
for an arm.
Those old wrestling toys where you. The Stretch Armstrongs?
Yeah.
I do. I very much remember them.
Mm-hmm. That's a Stretch Armstrong. With a scorpion head.
With a scorpion face hugger.
Mm-hmm. And a fire hose arm.
And a fire hose arm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No one!
And a pinchy.
One.
Zero.
Yeah, I'll back that. He
doing,
fucking
are
sucks.
Are we doing binary?
Nick gave 1.5.
They were doing binary.
0.7, moving on.
Fuck that guy.
0010110011 2.
Kakaijin, good on game.
Man, I'm loving that you took over this butchering thing, man. That's
right.
How did I end up doing? Yeah, no shit.
Because you're in the lead seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a fucking turtley man thing. Crab dude.
Smiling Hitler.
Better than fucking Next Mutation.
Is he?
Yes, actually, a little
are
bit.
Are we sure?
A little bit. Not by much.
I don't know.
I watched that whole fucking series.
We watched it. Now, hold on. Because watching a series
that was so
can sometimes make the costume way better. It can sometimes make it way worse. I remember reviewing the costumes. And from the look, I remember giving them decent scores.
Yeah.
That the look might work.
Listen, I'm breaking.
Then
and
we had
then
to
we
watch
watched
it.
I'm breaking my rules.
And
okay?
then it changed.
I'm judging it all by because the series sucks dick.
Fucking. The hell did Nick say? Nick says, give WWE Turtle a 2.
Yeah, that's fine.
1.
Well, he's not threatening, so. He's not really. Is he really a monster? Because I'm not really threatened by him.
He's a monster
well,
he's of
the a
week.
Monster of the week, which means he's a little bit more stronger than the henchman.
Dude, the pig we got in Power Rangers was more threatening, and he had arms coming out of his mouth. And he was a really shitty design, but he was still better than this. Which you know what that means, guys? Sentai got better, you know, everything than Rider.
We'll know, because after we finish these, we're on the first Sentai villains.
Okay, listen.
We'll be on Go Rangers.
Nick's not here to, you know, throw the shade at the fans.
He's
I have to do it.
We'll know. We'll actually know because...
He's in the chat while he's busy getting dirty naked clean in the shower right now.
The next set of these that we do...
He said his old lady woke up and that we were taking a shower together. I said, okay, dude. Good on you.
The next set of these that we do is going to be... Rangers.
Hey, yep. Guys, remember this day. Remember
and
the day.
We're going to compare and we're going to decide who had better.
If, when we do the Sentai villains, if they are actually far worse than what we've seen on the Rider, I will apologize to you. But remember.
He's done it before.
But Shane, it's going to be the first Sentai team, not our Power Rangers.
Well, it's
not
be,
for a while.
It won't be for a while. But I will apologize. So give this man a 1. Because right now, I know you guys love this love writers. I still don't know why yet.
1.58 for that man, and Nick issued a correction. Not showering yet, and didn't say we were together. The shower's way too small for that. Understandable.
Shane, all I can tell you is that some people get their kicks from writers.
That's not possible. That's such a rare thing. I've been, writer's been around since 71? I've only seen it, what, maybe three or four times?
I think this is Tutta Fujin.
Probably. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Looks like a shitty fucking pufferfish.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it looks like it's a pufferfish.
The fuck is with the hands?
Those are flippers.
Yeah, those are flippers. For your pufferfish.
It helps for swimming.
Zero!
Yeah, I'll give it a three.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
it's a monster.
It's a monster. It is a pufferfish. It has spikes.
It also has a bird beak.
Yeah, so do pufferfish.
Actually, I've never... to be honest with you, I don't go and look at.
Yeah, that is actually a fish with a beak.
Really?
Yes.
I know you can eat them, but they have to be cooked very specifically, or you will die because they're super poisonous. Give it a three.
Here, it's puffer fish.
Oh shit! I didn't know it had a beak.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Three. It is a monster, and it's not the worst design I've seen.
Yep, I've seen way worse.
Nick gives it a two. You in agreement with the three then, Bill?
Yeah. One of the things that really sucks about all these monsters...
2.2.
Like, all of them in the early Kamen Rider days, I'm noticing...
They're just mutated animals.
It's always the top half that's a monster.
Yeah.
And then it's just a dude wearing pants.
You mean it's a reverse mermaid?
Yeah.
It's a reverse mermaid.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
how come mermaids always look like this and not like this? Because if it was the other way around, you wouldn't fucking want anything to do with it, dumbass.
Okay, so let's do jellyfish.
Hey, look at that. I called it without even saying it.
Oh, it's a jellyfish, all right.
I mean, it is a jellyfish.
But
on top of a dude's head.
That's all it looks like. That dude. That dude is wearing one of the fucking... that's a good reference, too. I was going to use a Dragon Quest one, but no, Metroid works better.
Oh, a heel slime.
Yep, that guy wearing a heel slime.
So you can't kill him.
Yep.
No.
Just keeps healing.
You can try and kill him.
Fucking blow him up, he just gets right back up. Whoo! Good thing I heal.
Look, all I'm saying is this is the reason why white people shouldn't wear dreads.
Oh, God.
They look so fucking nasty.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
yes.
Nick gives a two. Says fail Troid. Gets a two.
Fail Troid? Yeah. Two's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
You just want to make it a five twos?
Deuce.
Yeah. No, because I gave a three. That was fair. 2.2. Or not fair, but kind.
Okay. Wanita. This person.
Wendigo. Is that a metallic gator?
Yes.
That's a metallic gator.
It's a gator droid.
Oh, my God.
Help me!
Oh, my God.
Help me!
Are we sure this is a monster, not a punishment?
Get me the fuck out of here!
Guys, we got a bad case of terroroids.
This is Man in the Iron Mask, but he got a bad, shitty mask. He not only has to suffer the punishment, but he has to look ridiculous for the rest of his fucking life.
Right.
Guys, get me the fuck out of here. Right. I gotta piss.
So, what did we learn today? Not to steal the leader's pudding. That's right. We don't steal the leader's food. Otherwise, you get put into this...
This is a fucking look of concern right here.
He's like,
get me the fuck out of here.
Got a bad case of terroroids.
Hold on, Nick says this dude is screwed on so bad. I pity him, give him a four. Because of Nick's pun, it's a 3.5.
You know what? Bill's
at a two.
Nope.
Bill said fuck that, it's a two. Okay.
During old times, Bill would be dragging people out to the Iron Maiden. They'd be screaming like, please, I didn't do anything wrong. You're like, oh, I understand. Get your ass in there. And we're going to shut this. You like that, bitch? I don't give a fuck. That's how you are. You're cold-hearted. That man's suffering, and you're like, feed off that shit. You probably got a hard-on for fucking throwing that man in there.
Just because you can't escape the guard towers, don't be all pissy.
I ain't working for you.
Two.
Give this man a 3.5, like, yes.
I feel three. Moving on.
I feel bad for the guy.
Well, now you can feel bad for Moose and Gook. Gook. Moose and Gook.
Mason and the Mouse, Food and the Woods.
Mouse and Gook. This fucking guy.
It's a Venus flytrap. It's a plant. I was thinking it's like a moose. Like I was literally hoping a moose.
I think it's mouse. Hold on, let me look at it.
I think mouse, that's what happens when you send Gao to live with a Marlboro.
Mouse and Gok or Gok or that like this dude.
Flower guy, got it.
Flower guy.
Well, since obviously
Bad Chapapora gets a zero.
I wanted to say it was a cactus before you zoomed in, and then when you zoomed in, I'm thinking, ah,
he's got a cactus hand.
Yeah, he's
his,
got a cactus
his slapping hand is a cactus hand.
And to be fair, the flower on top of its head kind of is I believe that to be a thistle.
He has an eating hand.
It is a spiked flower.
He has an eating hand, a Marlboro face, and a cactus slapping hand.
Yep.
Marlboros are very scary. He pulls off bad breath, we're all fucked.
Yep.
Maybe for you, I wear ribbons, motherfucker.
Nope, you can't get those until the very last fucking stage on
Fuck
the moon.
Fuck you, I'm wearing goddamn ribbons.
First nope, off, you not till the moon you ain't.
This motherfucker puts a ribbon in his hair, and this guy's like, and he's like, don't affect me, ribbon.
No, first of all, the That's ribbon that. Doesn't go in the hair, it goes in the beard.
Second of all. I will accept that, actually,
the
yes.
beard.
He's like, ribbon. Can't be affected by status ailments, bitch.
Yep.
The guy's like, how does that even work? Magic, I guess? I don't fucking know.
Nick says, I stole them from a dancing girl, so I'm safe. Also, two.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, I'll agree with the two. What'd you say, Scotty
yeah,
Deuce?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, right. Bill says two as well.
It's oh, fine. No, that's right. You gave it a zero. That's right.
Yeah, zero.
Bill, I didn't mean to divide by 1.6.
I don't like it. They try to make flowers scary. And it
Mantis!
Work.
No, sir. I don't like it.
I mean...
You fail as a mantis.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, whoa.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Yeah, mantis.
Does he have skulls as eyes?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I'm like...
Okay, no.
He has skull eyes.
Okay, hold on. Well,
he also has a Gundam hammer and a giant fucking blade arm.
That's eyeception. He has skulls in place where his eyes should be that also have eyes. And he can smell you with his eyes.
He can also talk to you with
his
eyes.
Okay, let's be real for a second. Skull for eyes, that's something you don't see.
I'm confused by this.
It's not a mantis by any means. By any stretch of the imagination, that is not a mantis.
This looks like something from the one with the ghouls and ghosts games.
He's got a mace.
Gundam hammer.
Yeah, but I think he wrapped it around his blade, so it's not really going to do much. I think the dumbass was like, look at this. Shit. Oh, my God,
see.
I don't have a hand.
He doesn't. He doesn't have hands.
I am fucked.
he's about as bad as bee putty.
He's as bad as a fucking bee putty.
Oh, my God. One. The skulls, I thought were going to save it. But now that I really think about it, that shit is wrapped around. He can't get it untangled.
No. Actually, I take that back. He's slightly better than a bee putty. And only because he has a knife hand, he can at least make you some fucking salad to eat. But that's about fucking it.
I don't know if I want him to
bee
put
putty
his...
can't do shit.
He says those
bee putty
stingers.
Can't even make yeah. Bee putty can't even make you food after it's grown the stinger hands.
I'm sorry. This guy's an incompetent monster. I think he accidentally fired prematurely and got it.
Well, this guy, fucking won.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's lucky he got that.
The skulls, I think, are what saved him.
How about you,
ass.
1.88. Nick says it looks okay. Give it a 3. Okay, so let me divide by 1.77 says sit. Wow, really? It's a 1776. Holy shit. A 1.78.
The Declaration of Independence was signed
right?
in what year? 1776.
Hage Taken.
Bird.
Bird.
But I don't hate it. Other than the kind of clunky fucking breastplate. Kind of
looks like that bird guy from the Rick and Morty, as far as the mask.
Oh,
for a bird person?
Yeah.
One.
Oh.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I believe this not is supposed to be a vulture. So,
and you know, you're one of the few people
like
that I've actually encountered that doesn't like that show.
Never seen.
Neither have I.
Never seen a single episode. I don't have anything to say about it other than it's not the show. It's the fan base that continually gives me trouble.
You're not wrong. The show itself is pretty decent, but the fan base can be a bunch of jackasses. In fact, my buddy Kyle was working at the McDonald's Help Me hotline when all the fucking Szechuan sauce bullshit happened, and he was a huge Rick and Morty fan. Because of that, he basically was like, I'm fucking done with this show for goddamn ever, because fuck you people.
Okay. I'll give this guy a 2.5.
It's a lot like if you'd never seen a single anything of Star Wars in your entire life, and then you went to get into Star Wars, because you were like, I mean, I'm interested, it's got a big fucking following, and then you went to get in, say, right at the first episode of the new movies, and all that explosion happened with the ruining my childhood and angry fans and running about and shitting on each other and constant star drama. And at that point, you're like, I don't like Star Wars.
Yeah, because people will be like, you seen Star Wars? Yes, I have. What? Which ones have you seen? Episode 7.
And see, the issue that I came across that kept hitting me was exactly that kind of stuff. So I never got into it.
I know it's big, and I haven't seen a single episode.
Yep.
And I don't know if I care to.
I don't. I just don't
care.
There's
other shows out there that are more, that in my mind are awesome as fuck. Like,
so, to be fair, there's literally nothing wrong with the show.
No.
And I'm sure from what I've seen, I'm sure I'd get a kick out of it. But I have no opinion.
Oh, yeah. 1.9, because Nick said give Sad Pazuzu a 2.
Sad Pazuzu.
Nice.
Chameleon.
I mean, they didn't lie.
It is a chameleon with a buzzsaw.
With a buzzsaw hand.
And your dog's mad.
I've seen better chameleons in my Mega Man.
Not wrong.
What really, really makes this hard to give high scores for is because of what you said earlier. They're half mutated, half person, because their legs are what really ruins it for me.
You really have to look at where we started. Okay, so we started in Mighty Morphin, as did many people, to be fair. If we're gonna put it out there, a lot of people started. They didn't start in Super Sentai. Most of them started in Power Rangers and then went backwards and seen other stuff and got into the other show. Mm-hmm. Where we started, every monster was a monster. Eye Guy was like a fucking cool dude that was like made of eyes that just his walking should have defeated him, but it was still cool, no matter how stupid it was.
Yeah.
And there was the Sphinx dude that was like a fucking Sphinx dude. And there was, like, okay, remember the fish that came up and stopped the Megazord? It was the first time the Megazord literally, like, it was defeated.
Frozen.
It was defeated with quotation marks because there was always some bullshit where they could just bring it back. But, like, he stopped the Zord. And then when we got it back, Zed was like, okay, then fuck it. And just destroyed it. That fish man was not a fish person in pants. He was a fish man. So when we go back and we look at this shit, it really hurts it.
Did he give a score before he left?
No, he did not. Nick gave a score of 2.8. What is it? He said, "Give Dollar Tree Stink Chameleon a 2.8."
Yeah, I'm the same. Except I'm 2.5. I'm gonna go lower than that.
Okay, there we go. And what you got?
2.
Okay, 2. Shane.
He's taking a call, so just move on.
Because
I don't know what his call is.
2. Okay. Okay, let me 2.46.
Okay. Let's check out the last guy I can check out before I have to go. Spider.
They didn't lie.
Okay. Okay, some things here. Some things that actually do catch my attention. That was fucking weird. One.
Drop your wallet. There you go.
He is a spider dude. I like that he's got, like, the webs in between him. Once again, he has the same problem as so many others where he has just the normal guy legs. Right. But, like, his head has a lot of weird interest for me, in all honesty. Because whatever the fuck is going on with his crazy fucking tooth beak, that's crazy. And his eyes are kind of creepy. And then they gave him, like, the hair, like a mohawk-esque.
Right.
Like, there's something about him
and
that I'm actually okay with.
He's got eye nipples.
He does have eye nipples, as far as I can tell. That is a literal thing.
I'm wondering if it's because the top bits of the beak that it looks like, if those are supposed to be the actual, like, fangs.
Right.
But then I'm confused about the bottom bit, unless that's just because they took a dude and, like, tried to Spider-Man him, but Spider-Man said, fuck you, I've got Leo Pardon. So they couldn't do it right. So now he's got, like, a human bottom jaw. I don't know. This thing's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I know Nick's going to nuke it or give it a zero because it's a fucking spider, but...
I'm legitimately somewhat intrigued.
Have any of us actually dropped a nuke yet this episode?
No, not yet.
No, we've been very gracious.
Because we know it's Monster of the Week. It's literally going to be an episode, oh well. Like, if it looks like shit, that's because they had, like, 2 days to work on it. Have some guy jump in and go, woo, 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 I'm the monster! And then Ryder kick dead.
I actually think that over time you become a little desensitized to it, too, because there's an awful lot of people that, like, watch this show, and they don't see it. I've had so many people that, like, discover our show and then leave comments and whatnot that are like, fuck you guys, but it's my show. And I'm like, that doesn't change what it looks like.
Yeah, that doesn't change the fact that we're a fucking beauty contest right now.
Right.
Once we get back to reviewing episodes, then we will see what you see and say, yes, no, you're right, it's a good show. But for right now, looking at this fucking still image where the guy literally has fucking silly string wrapped around his arm that goes the fuck down to wrap around fucking garden hose gutters. Like the giant fucking gutter shit that you see out in the fucking countryside. Like, no. The guy looks like fucking garbage. But he's on average for the type of fucking garbage that we're used to seeing. So again, for me, it's a fucking 3.
I don't know why, but I'm going to go as high as 3.8 with this guy. I think it's because he doesn't bug me.
I see what you did because he's arachnid.
But, like, the rest of them have really been shitty, and maybe that's the reason he stands out. I don't know.
Nick says give Man-Spider Ripoff a 2.5. All right, what you got?
I got it. I'm nuking.
Oh, shit.
Might as well nuke an episode.
Okay. And then open that window.
I don't know if he went out there, because I thought I heard him in there, too.
I thought I heard a door.
Whatever's going on, he's busy.
All right, well, then fuck it, then. And then we divide that by 4. He is a 1.075 or a 1.08. And I think that's it for this episode.
Yep, and that's the episode because I have to leave.
Nick says normally I'd nuke a spider, but meh.
So I nuked it for him.
Yeah.
So we killed out 12 of the episodes. Well, you know.
12 of the villains,
yeah.
And there's only 26 of them in this folder, so the next episode will easily finish this off.
Right.
And then we'll be moving towards the first Go Ranger era to see if the Ranger villains are just as bad or worse.
I'm going to say they're probably on par, but we'll fucking see.
Since Shane isn't here, I'll just say his typical goodbye. Bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. at FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.